Hello and welcome to the March 23rd edition of the REIT Report podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Borgson-Quito. This morning I'm joined by NAREIT senior economist Calvin Schnorr to review the latest developments in how COVID-19 is impacting REITs and commercial real estate. Calvin, good morning.
Good morning, Sarah.
So events are happening quickly both in the public health response to the coronavirus and also in efforts to deal with the impact they are having on financial markets and the economy. Can you bring us up to date on the most important things for commercial real estate and REITs at this time?
We're not going to have a clear picture of the ultimate economic and financial impact until there's been more progress on the public health front. And this is moving very quickly, as you mentioned, and what we're seeing right now are stronger efforts to stem the slow spread of the virus, which is very necessary on the public health side of the equation, but this actually intensifies the immediate impact on the economy. The most important impact on the economy is the short-term cash flow problems for businesses that rely on face-to-face interactions with the public, including retail stores, including hotels for travel, restaurants, and those. And it is encouraging that authorities are acting quickly to support the economy through this period. There are a bunch of things that are in the works right now as we're speaking. Congress is negotiating on aid to businesses and households, and that'll be very helpful if it can help the immediate cash needs. And also the Federal Reserve just has expanded their program of support for both businesses and households to get through the crisis.
And the magnitude of the crisis and the resurrection of the Federal Reserve's crisis program are prompting some questions about how this crisis resembles 2008.
You know, we hear that question an awful lot. Is 2020 the new 2008? But it's important to keep in mind the distinction between liquidity crisis and insolvency. And in 2008, we had both liquidity and insolvency. Most homeowners that had subprime mortgages were illiquid. They couldn't make their mortgage payment, and they were insolvent, and they were underwater. You also had a lot of banks that were insolvent or threatened with insolvency if those subprime mortgages were bad, which is very different from right now because most sectors began the year 2020 in a much stronger financial position. You know, this includes households, both large and small businesses, banks, REITs, other commercial property owners. Most of them had a lot better capital position and were not close to insolvency. That's the good news for right now. The bad news is the liquidity problems are much more severe than they were 12 years ago because we've seen a near total shutdown in cash flows to many businesses, and it began very suddenly. The efforts of authorities to act quickly here, and particularly the Federal Reserve in the programs that they're putting in, is encouraging because the Fed's done more in the past week than it did over a period of several weeks and even months in 2008, both in terms of the types of programs to support the financial system and also the dollar amount. So we are seeing a large response commensurate with the challenge ahead.
And Calvin, how is the crisis affecting REITs?
You know, an economic event this large affects every part of the economy, but the severity and the impact varies widely across the different property sectors. You know, I mentioned earlier that some, like the hotels and the retail, are facing the most immediate cash flow impact, and they're the ones who are dealing with the problem most up front. But there are other sectors like the office or apartment sectors that, you know, have longer term leases, and they probably have a more stable tenant base. You know, a lot of the office REITs have investment grade tenants. The apartments have very low vacancy rates and, you know, again, pretty high quality properties. They're not going to face the same type of crunch. And actually, if you look at the stock market data, there are some REIT sectors like self-storage, data centers, infrastructure that really may face less impact than the rest of the economy and might even have some tailwind from the increased use of electronic communications in the period ahead. So we're seeing a pretty varied response, some immediate and severe, others are a bit more muted and a bit long term.
Great. Calvin, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me, Sarah.
And to our listeners, to ensure that you hear Calvin's update next Monday, you can subscribe to the REIT Report by visiting iTunes.